Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus' Story About the Good Soil. Jesus told a lot of stories during the time of his ministry in the first four books of the New Testament. And friends, I'm really glad that you're able to listen in on our radio program, Bible Book Club. And we do have a Bible Book Club group in Facebook. We'd like you to join it. If you are interested in joining that Bible Book Club and read the Bible with us in a year, I would love for you to make a request on Facebook to join the Bible Book Club, and we will definitely put you in there. I post the scriptures almost every day, and I also explain the scriptures according to my understanding. And we definitely would love you to be a part of it. So today we are in Luke 8. We start in January reading the Bible, and we end in December. And you don't have to worry if you miss some scriptures, because you will probably catch up next year. And it will encourage you to continue and read the whole Bible. We have to get the Word of God in us and working in our hearts. And it can only happen when we read it or we hear it. And it's great when you go to church and you hear the pastor give a sermon. But that's not the whole Bible. And really, God wants to speak to you, and he uses the Word of God to teach you, to show you, to counsel you. There's not a problem that God cannot meet on you. Amen. Okay. So in Luke 8, Jesus gave this illustration to a large crowd that was gathering to hear him. A farmer went out to his field to sow grain, he said. As they scattered the seed on the ground, some of it fell on a footpath and was trampled on, and the birds came and ate the seed as it lay exposed. Other seed fell on shallow soil with rock beneath. The seed began to grow, but soon withered and died for lack of moisture. Some seed landed in the thistle pastures, and the young grain stalks were soon choked out. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and the seed grew and produced a crop 100 times as large as he had planted. And you know what? The disciples didn't understand what he was talking about. So Jesus had to explain it to them. And he said, the seed is God's message to them, to men. What is God's message? The good news about Jesus, the Word of God, the message of the cross. There's so many different messages in the Bible that you can draw from every problem that you have in life, from health, to relationships, to marriage, to children, to men, to women, to teenagers, youth, you name it, he talks about it. In the past, and all the things that people have been drawn to since the devil came in the earth and corrupted the earth and corrupted men's minds and corrupted people's hearts, the Word of God is even more important, because nowadays, people don't know the truth and don't know how to follow God. For that reason, we need to share the Word of God. We need to read it first, understand it, practice it, and then teach others how to do the same. I know when I came to Christ, I didn't have anybody to teach me the Word of God. I had to learn the hard way, reading it and asking the Holy Spirit to guide me and teach me. Yes, I did hear the message when I went to church, but that's only a small little piece. That it's like a little piece of bread. It's not enough to fill you up. You need the Word of God. Okay. The seed is God's message to men in this story. The hard path where some seed fell represents the hard heart of those who hear the words of God. But then the devil comes and he steals the word from them and he prevents them from being saved or hearing the word or leading them to salvation. Do you know people like that? You try to share with them something and they totally reject it right from the beginning. They don't even want to hear your perception about it. They say, immediately you talk about God and they turn off and they say, oh, well, I don't believe in God. Well, you know what? You will believe in God one day because you will see him one day. And then all eyes are going to see him. The stony ground represents those who enjoy listening to sermons but refuse to let the word, the seed, take root and grow. When the word of God is like a seed, it's a small plant and it needs to grow in our life. How do we grow it? By reading the word of God, by sharing the word of God with others, by letting the Holy Spirit, you have a good attitude that you're willing to be trained by God to know his word and to understand it and to be able to share it with other people. But if you refuse to like the truth, then you're not going to accept it. If you're a person who likes to listen to lies and likes to be in error and likes to do whatever you want to do, well, you're not going to learn the word of God. You need to come with a humble heart. The heart is where you receive the word of God. Okay, the stony ground represents those who enjoy listening to sermons, but refuses to let it take root and grow. They like hearing the beautiful stories. I know many Christians who can give you a story from the Bible because they heard it or they read it. But they never let it take root, and they never let it grow to reach your heart and to let it grow, and therefore they don't really get that far in their Christian faith. They might be 30 years in God, but they act like they're 5 minutes ago they got saved. Okay. When persecution comes, they lose interest. And the seed among the thorns represent those whose faith is choked out by worry, riches, responsibilities, and the pleasures of life. You know, the enemy knows how to get us to take our mind off of God. He uses no food, no money, no car, no job, many ways. He uses life situations to get us not to focus on God, not to focus on his word, not to trust in the Lord. I don't know if you feel the same way, but that's what I feel. And so far, I think I've been right in that. As soon as you try to serve God, then a problem comes. Isn't that amazing? So that means there really is a devil. If the enemy is able to take you away from the things of God, there's got to be a reason. There's a devil there. That's his job. It's full time for him. He don't have vacation. He don't take time off. He doesn't get sick. He's there provoking you every single day if you let him. If you let the things of the enemy to hinder your work, walk with God. So they are never able to help anyone else to believe God's news, the good news. Why? Because they're so consumed with their own problems. with their own defeat. They can never get a victory. Do you want to be a victorious Christian, or you want to be somebody who always have to look for others to help you to understand what God is saying? You know, God can speak to you personally. I've seen on the TV many times, God spoke to people, and they heard him, and they were able to discern that was God's voice, and you can do it too. It doesn't matter what you're in. No matter where you are, God can reach you. You just have to say, yes, Lord. But the good soil represents honest, good-hearted people who listen to God's word, and you receive the victory. God is there to provide for all of your needs. Amen. The word of God is true. It is able to meet all of your needs in Christ Jesus. Friends, Jesus wants us to grow in faith and love. He don't want us to stay a baby Christian. What is a baby Christian? They never have a victory. They're always complaining. They're always grumbling. But when we grow in God, we will grow in faith and in love for one another, for people we would not normally like. He also wants us to share God's love with others. It's our responsibility. It's not good enough that we get saved. We need to get our family saved. We need to get out there and talk to people in the street. Whatever job you do, you can share your faith with others. It's not against the law to share your faith with others. If it's interfering in your work, well, that's a different story. But if you go on lunch, you go on a break, and you share the word with your friends or whoever it is God tells you, you will reap a soul. And that's more precious than any money, any power, any authority. It is what the mission of Jesus is, to share the word, to learn it, and then to share it. John 14:6, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. It's through Jesus how we get to God, the Father. Jesus is the one that we have to accept in our lives. Well, how do I know that? Because the Bible says that. He says the only way to get to God, the Father, the God that's up there in heaven, you have to go through Jesus' death and resurrection and receive him as your Savior. He's like the lawyer. He is there to tell you, okay, I will take your place on the cross. And I died for your sin. I shed my blood. And if you accept that, you can come to know me. Pray with me real quick. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I know you are the truth. I know you are the way and the life. And I want that life. Lord, forgive my sins. Give me new life in you, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, would you let me know? I would love to help you to grow in God. You can reach me on Facebook and in the Bible Book Club. Amen.